This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're talking about standing up for yourself. When is it the right time to stand up for yourself? By the way, FYI, for everybody that's been listening to Live Your True Life Perspectives, some of you have been listening for a long time, this is our 600 show. 600. Number 600. 600. 600. Number 600. So I'm very happy about that, number 600. We got number 600 show, so very happy about that today. So it's been a great day so far for us, and it's going to continue to, and it's going to be continuing to be a great day for you as well. So let's rock and roll with this. We're talking about standing up for yourself, how to do it, what you need to do. Joining us later in studio, Arnold Smith. Arnold Smith is the creator of the Connection app, and he will be joining us by phone here in just a few to give his perspective on when you should stand up for yourself, what should you do, how do you defend yourself, and the list goes on. In studio with me, Reggie Harvey. Reggie Harvey will be joining me here in studio to discuss his perspective on when is the right time to stand up for yourself, how do you defend yourself, and all that good stuff, because sometimes we really just don't know. Sometimes we've been trained to not do it. Sometimes we've been trained to just deal with it. Other times, some of us just have a temper that's crazy. I mean, somebody make one comment, we're going to take them down. Also, don't forget Art for Your Cause. Art for Your Cause is an amazing organization that joins the artist with the art and the artwork with the charitable contribution. So if you have a charity that you really like, or, you know, you really want to give, resources to, or you're an artist that creates artwork that would love to be able to sell your artwork, but also a portion of the proceeds goes to charity, but you also get paid. It's a win-win situation. You need to go to artforyourcause.com. Artforyourcause.com. Okay, guys. So we're talking about, you know what I'm talking about, standing up for yourself. And the reason why this subject came up for me, and I thought that this was a great subject for everybody to talk about, is that recently I had a situation where I had somebody kind of, I guess I would say, out of the blue, kind of verbally attack me. And it rarely ever happens, and when it does, it's like, whoa, what was that? And it always happens out of the blue, and I think many of you had that happen to you where you're obviously not waiting for it. You're not thinking it's going to happen. It happens like you're leaving a meeting and somebody you haven't seen just goes right after you, or somebody that you kind of know kind of verbally attacks you. You don't really know how to respond. And I kind of caught myself. First off, I was kind of in a daze because I couldn't understand it. But then second of all, I started wondering, should I be defending myself? You know, should I be defending myself? What should I be doing? How should I be defending myself? And if I should be defending myself or if I shouldn't? And that's always an interesting thing. And so, you know, I find it interesting because I think one of the biggest deals is a lot of us kind of come from a codependent background where we try to do what's right. We try to be everything to everybody. We've been raised to say, to be nice. We've been raised to say thank you, yes ma'am, yes sir. We've been raised to be nice people within our society today. However, sometimes we can be in a predicament, right, where somebody says something really hurtful to us, painful to us, lie, whatever, say something completely exaggerated, false. And what are you supposed to do? Do you stand up for yourself or do you let it go? Because sometimes I found out that in some situations it's best to let it go. But sometimes it's hard to be able to have that self-restraint to let it go. And in other times we give people too much leniency. We give them too much time. We give them too much allowances. And what happens then? We give them too much allowances and they treat us like, you know, poo-poo. And we basically showed them that we're not going to stand up for ourselves. And I found that with certain people, if you don't stand up for yourself, you will not get respect. And I found that with certain people, if you do, they see it in a different way. And my thing is, how do we get respect? How do we get respect across the board? But also, how do we not have an aneurysm? Because sometimes it's a big deal. But also, when do we need to stand up? And when do we just need to, well, basically say, hey, good day. It was not really great seeing you, but I hope you have a good one. I have nothing to say. Are you done here? And then other times it's the time to stand up for yourself. Reggie, you know, it's interesting. I was thinking about you know, times in the past where I've wanted to stand up for myself and I haven't. And when I haven't, you have that broken record going, well, if I just would have said this, and if I would have just said that, and if I would have just told them this, or if I would have just given them this line, this zinger, it would have all worked out. And you start playing it over and over in your head, and you're not even living your life anymore. And some of us get so, you know, I remember the Seinfeld episode where George was, it was the line where the guy, the boss was kind of going off on George. And if anybody's seen Seinfeld, and he said that the jerk store called and they're running out of you. And it was a pretty bad line, but at the time the jerk store sounded like a good line to him. And he kind of went through it in his head all the time. And the guy came back and goes, oh, well, guess what? You're their number one seller. He had no return on that one, right? But how many times do we get into that where we think we should have said this, but we just didn't do it? And we should have stood up for ourselves.
When I was really young, I had this inane fear of confrontation. Not because I was afraid to confront people, I just didn't like arguing for some reason. And I would say maybe 9, 10 years old. And then something happened actually at church, strangely enough, and got me over that. Then I started paying attention to things that my mom, stories she would share with me. She grew up on a farm in a community where there weren't a lot of other girls, so she and her sort of baby aunt grew up together and played with the boys, football and baseball and all this stuff. But they had to learn to defend themselves back in the 30s. And I remember, as poised as my mom was, she always had this thing she would say, I may not have started it in public, but I damn sure will end it in public. Which let me know, oh, it isn't that you look out, you look for opportunities to confront people. And she lets you have all the space in the world, but don't step across that line. You step across that line and she let you and everybody else know, let's do it right here. So I think you always have to defend your character and your values.
So you think there's a certain layer, like, because I know there's sometimes there's a fine gray area where it's like, okay, do I really? It doesn't seem like it's the whoop butt time at that time, but it kind of feels a little bit like it, because I think it's kind of where when you start to begin to feel like somebody is literally crossing your boundaries and actually getting into questioning you at the value level.
Well, that's where the look comes in. you know, our facial expressions are very powerful if we're comfortable with them. And when someone starts, you never know when someone starts crap like that, whether they're really prepared to throw down or not. And it doesn't mean that you actually have to get into fisticuffs, but if you snap a look at them like, oh, we really want to go here?
Mm-hmm.
Do you really want to go here? What you're trying to communicate is there will be damage. It may be psychological, it may be physical, but there will be damage. If you enter into this confrontation, I don't have to win it, but you are going to be permanently damaged.
Ooh, I like that.
So you have to let them know, you have to let people know, oh, I'm not worried about the outcome, but you starting this, you sure you want to go off this cliff? Because I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
Lead on. I mean, you know, let them own that moment. Usually they'll back down. And if they don't, then that's when you have to decide your level of commitment to it. But, and you're right, it's a delicate balance. But what I'm trying to say is most of the time the attacker doesn't expect you to push back. Because they think that you're going to be more concerned about maintaining some degree of, I can't think of the word.
Quorum.
Quorum, yeah. And it's like, oh, well, yeah, normally that's what I would do, but you just ripped your drawers in public. We're past that.
Well, I think it's interesting when somebody that's not that you actually look up to, that's the worst thing. Is it's like somebody you think is supposed to be in a good position or is going to be middle of the road, or someone that you look up to, or somebody that you never expected that out of. I mean, because there's certain people, you know, you gotta love them. You know, they like to push the envelope all the time. I don't really like to spend a lot of time with them, but you know, it's gonna come out of their mouth at some time. But the hardest thing is when you're not expecting it from someone, and they blindside you, and then you're stuck, because we can sit there and talk all the time about, hey, this is what you do, and this is how you throw down, and you're going to go after them this way. But when it happens to you out of the blue.
Well, that's what my dad said to me when I was in middle school. He said, Reggie, you're going to, as you grow up, you're going to find that when people believe you are in a position to compete with them for something they covet, whether you know it or not, they'll turn on you. And you're talking about that situation where the person that you hold in high regard all of a sudden snaps and you have no clue. That armed me for when it happened years later. I was like, oh, I don't know what prompted this. I know I didn't do anything. But there's something this person thinks I'm threatening them with, or that my presence is impairing them from reaching some goal they have. And I don't know what it is. Hopefully I'll find out. Maybe this is not the form to do it. But it helped me from overreacting. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, the issue is with them or something they perceive is happening, whether it really is or not. But in that moment, for them it is real. And it's like, okay. That's when you can back off and give them space to freak out. But that was a very helpful piece, that even if you're not interested in the thing that they want, if they think you could take it from them and they haven't even attempted to claim it, then they'll, in that instant where they think, oh, my God, they'll some people will snap and just try to destroy you publicly.
You know, I think that's true. And, you know, one of the things, too, I think, too, is that there's sometimes when people are dealing with stuff and they take it out on us, and it's like I feel like a response is almost not even necessary, because I don't really even know how much my existence in the conversation means anything. I also don't even know if they're even hearing what I have to say, because they're not listening. I mean, they're yelling or they're screaming or they're in your face or they're, like, foaming at the mouth, and you're like, really? The only thing that bothers me is that I think that there's a way sometimes with these conversations that we can say what we need to say, and we can say it in a very succinct manner. And I think one of the things, too, that bugs a lot of y'all listening right now, a lot of y'all that are on the airways around the country here on USA Radio Networks listening to the show, is that you wish you would have said something, or you wish you would have at least stood up to yourself, or at least not listened to or been berated by. And I think there's a cutoff time. And so when we return, we're talking more about that. You know, Reggie's here in the studio. We got Arnold calling in here shortly. But I think there's got to be a time where we say, okay, even if it's somebody that you don't expect, even if you don't want to argue with them, okay, hey, time out. It's great. Thanks a lot. I'm out. Thanks for playing. I'm going to take a break. And so when we return, we're talking about what we can do to stand up for ourselves, what you can do. When is the right time to stand up for yourself? That's the key. And you got to be able to do it when you're not even expecting to do it. Because Reggie and I can tell you all day, every day, okay, this is what you do, this is what you do. But you got to commit this to memory so the next time it happens, you stand up for yourself. Because every time you positively, I'm not talking about getting in a brawl. I'm not talking about kicking some butt. I mean, you know, I know that some of y'all have had those situations, but I'm saying about standing up for yourself. But it's like, when we actually do that and we don't allow ourselves to be berated and we don't allow somebody to question our value or to put question within us, we feel better about it. Join us here in a little bit with Arnold Smith. Arnold is the creator of the Connection App. Check out theconnectionapp.com. Very cool. Go to AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBurgess.com. Click on that radio show. We'll be back here in just a minute. Live your true life perspectives. We'll be back this time. We'll be back this time in two shakes. Are you an artist? Do you want to get more exposure? Are you empowered when you create and even more empowered when you work helping others? There's a place you can get exposure for your work. Connect with art lovers. Sell your work and give back all in one place. Artforyourcause.com. Selling your art and getting exposure doesn't have to be difficult. You owe it to you and your work to get it out to the public, to inspire and touch the hearts of people who possess and acquire your work. Go to artforyourcause.com and start the journey today. Do you want to champion philanthropic projects like helping the rainforest and helping the homeless? Well, you can do that with your own artwork, and you can get exposure, and you can get recognition. Go to artforyourcause.com/Ashley. That's artforyourcause.com/Ashley and start your journey today.
Ever notice that hearing and listening are not the same thing? The connection habit of giving your full attention is being completely present and mindfully listening to both the verbal and nonverbal communication you are receiving. It's an important skill for relationship success, and when you do it right, it feels like a gift to the other person. You can develop this and the other connection habits by downloading the Connection app for couples. To find out more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the connection habits will make your partner happy. Uh-oh. Has your relationship developed the dreaded roommate syndrome? Don't worry. You can cure the roommate syndrome just by making a few small changes. The Connection app for couples will help you practice the habits proven to generate intimacy and trust so you can feel that honeymoon feeling again. Did we mention you could win a vacation just for playing? To learn more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the connection habits may result in smiles, hugs, and spontaneous kisses. Full contest details in-app.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dan Perkins here with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Many veterans are unsure what benefits they have earned for their service. Here is your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA can't help you until they know who you are. So go to the VA.gov website and look for a DD-214. Fill it out and you'll get a copy of your service record. Take it to the local VA office to see what benefits you can qualify for. You protected us, so it's time for America to protect you. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
It up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're talking about standing up for yourself. When is it the right time, and what should you do when somebody lambasts you verbally, tells you how bad you are? At what point in time are you supposed to stand up for yourself, and how do you do it? You know, that's the key, right? Because, you know, when somebody does it out of the blue, you're like, okay, I wasn't prepared for this. I had a situation happen recently where I was definitely not prepared for it. I was running late. I was running somewhere. I was running late. And I didn't expect that from this person at all either. It was like totally out of the blue. I had no idea it was going to happen. And the next thing you know, it's just like I'm getting yelled at nine ways from yesterday. And I'm sitting there going, holy hand grenade, Superman. I'm don't know what to do here. And at first I was just going to kind of take my lumps, you know what I'm saying, and just let it go. But then I started getting irritated. And I know you've been irritated before, just like me. And, you know, we were talking about this when we were on break. You know, Reggie, it's interesting when you get irritated and how hard it is to calm that anger down, because somebody's getting in your face and there's like a little bit of spittle and they're going off on you, it's hard to calm it down.
Well, like we were talking during the break, the key is not to emotionally react to the instantaneous event. That's the most difficult thing. You just cannot do that.
You got to like breathe, do some breathing exercises.
And how I learned to control that auto response for myself was when I realized it was never my goal to belong to a group, a clique, or club, a tribe, whatever. I didn't really give a crap when I was little.
Mm-hmm.
I did my own thing. If you didn't care to go along with me, fine. But I didn't follow people. So I had no fear of being shut out, because I shut myself out. And once I understood clearly what my belief structure were, Arnold talked about this a couple of shows ago, about your personal values, being clear about that. Then it made it easier. When people did crazy things, it's like, well, wait a minute. I know I didn't do anything to promote this. I didn't kick you. I didn't stick you. I didn't do anything. So whatever the issue is, it has to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
Right there calms you down internally, because you're not panicking. You know with intellectual certainty, I didn't start this. If you don't know that for certain, then you're all over the place. Your emotions take over and they drive you. And that's what the person who starts the attack wants to happen, want you to lose control so they can put on a show. If you deny them the show, mm-hmm. then either their anger will prove itself to be real or it'll fizzle. And if the public is watching, it's the one that's having the tantrum that the public will not believe, because the one being attacked is calm, not needing to defend themselves and kind of looking bewildered like, are you okay? You know, we need to call someone for you.
See, that's interesting. I like that, Reggie, and I think that's a good thing, because one week Arnold's going to be joining us here in a little while. I like that, because you hear what Reggie said. He said it's like you got to calm down, and one of the things that you want to use are these breathing exercises. A lot of times I'll pinch my leg. Like, I'll pinch my leg over and over again, and I'll think about how bad that pinch hurts, because I'm trying to refocus. But one of the things is knowing that part of it is not you're not to blame. And I think that's where we get into that gray area, guys, when we don't know, because we're codependent, or we're a reformed codependent, or we're dealing with our issues in our life, or we have so much on our mind, and then we start wondering, man, maybe they are really mad because I've done something wrong. Maybe it was part, and then you start questioning what you've done, and then you start kind of believing into this negativity. You start believing into this passive aggressive, well, not passive aggressive, very aggressive attitude, and you start questioning it. So we're going to give you the tools and techniques and stuff that you can commit to memory. You can commit to memory so that no matter how you are blindsided, you will respond properly in these situations. And guess what? Practice makes perfect. When we return, Arnold Smith is here. Reggie Harvey is here, the author of Anatomy of a Patient, and I am. Live your true life perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in two shakes.
There is nothing better than seeing that look in your partner's eyes. No, not that look. The other one. You know, when their eyes are filled with love for you. Unfortunately, modern life can be so demanding that you may be seeing that look less often than you would like. When you use the Connection app for couples, you'll be practicing the habits that make that look happen, so you can see it every day. To learn more about the Connection app for couples, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the Connection habits may result in smiles, hugs, and spontaneous kisses. Ever notice that hearing and listening are not the same thing? The connection habit of giving your full attention is being completely present and mindfully listening to both the verbal and nonverbal communication you are receiving. It's an important skill for relationship success, and when you do it right, it feels like a gift to the other person. You can develop this and the other connection habits by downloading the Connection app for couples. To find out more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practice.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. United States will send armored vehicles and combat troops into eastern Syria to keep oil fields from potentially falling into the hands of Islamic State militants, according to United States Secretary of Defense Mark Esper.
To ensure that we can deny ISIS access to the oil fields, because we want to make sure that they don't have access to the resources that may allow them to strike within the region, to strike Europe, to strike the United States. But the mission in Syria remains what their mission in Syria began with. It's always been about defeating the ISIS coalition.
Though Trump repeatedly said he's pulling out of Syria, the reality on the ground is still different. Adding armored reinforcements in the oil-producing area of Syria could mean sending several hundred U.S. troops, even as a similar number are being withdrawn from a separate mission closer to the border with Turkey. This is USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50, 800-630-2158, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Jay Fusey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live. Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives. And I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Yes, we've been talking about when you should stand up for yourself, when you shouldn't, when you should, when you shouldn't, how to do it. You know, a lot of times when we're trying to stand up for ourselves, we end up overreacting. We end up getting to the level of the other person and kind of losing it. Or we just take it, and then we feel really, really bad, and we feel horrible the rest of the day. We feel small, or we say, gosh, I wish I would have stood up for myself. If I would have just said this, if I would have just said that, if I would have just brought that up, and we think about it for 2 weeks until something bigger happens, and then we let that go. Join us by phone. Reggie and I are here in studio. Reggie Harvey and myself is in studio. Join us by phone right now, Arnold Smith. Arnold is the creator of the Connection app, and the Connection app is this really cool app. Check it out. Go to AshleyBurgess.com. If you go to AshleyBurgess.com, click on that radio show page. When you bring up the radio show page, the really cool thing is that you see all the cool past shows. Oh, by the way, this is our 600th show, and you'll actually be able to click on the banner that shows the Connection app. And if you go to even the front page, AshleyBurgess.com, have you lost that honeymoon feeling? Click on that, and it'll take you over there, and you can do a free trial. Brings you closer to your loved ones. It's a really neat thing. Arnold, how are you doing?
Ashley, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Doing great. It's our 600th show, so I'm really happy today.
Congratulations. Yeah, wow, that's amazing.
Yay! It's not small change. But yeah, it's all good. But we've been talking about, I know you have a perspective on this, is like when you get into, especially when you're like sidelined, you know, lambasted, out of the blue, not expecting it, thinking this person's your buddy, your pal, a good person at work, and all of a sudden, you know, they're going off on you. When do you defend yourself and when do you not? And that's what we've been talking about on today's show. Give us some of your perspective.
Well, you know, it's really interesting. I think that there's this idea of when do you defend yourself. And I think that, you know, generally you always want to stand up for yourself. But I think that you also want to, you know, try and stay above the fray. There's people that I see in the world and I really admire, and they just seem never to get sucked in to other people's stuff, other people's negativity. And this is the thing that I was always super curious about. How do those people stay above? Like, so in the face of like someone in their face or yelling, you know, or just, you know, negativity, how do they actually prevent themselves from, you know, being drawn into this smallness? And, you know, you can see the clues in just our automatic response. I mean, I'm so curious about how our brains work and, you know, what really drives our behavior. And I think one of the keys that we as people want to cultivate in order to stay happier is to be able to prevent yourself from just automatically responding when you encounter that negativity, when you encounter that attack. And, you know, there's this moment where you're having a great day, you give a cheery good morning, and all of a sudden you encounter this wave of negativity. And in that moment, you've got a choice. You know, there's this automatic thing that happens, like, hey, I was in a good mood, how come you did this to me? You know, you're out there in their world, and now you've attacked me with your negativity, or maybe you criticized me, or, you know, you just encounter this attack. And it's like this thing outside did something to you. And then there's this reaction. And I think that one of the things we want to realize is that these feelings that we're having are actually coming from inside us. And we have the opportunity to respond to that. Now, what's going to automatically happen is our stomach's going to clench, our heart rate's going to go up, our muscles are going to tense, and we're going to get ready for a fight. Like, that's our automatic response from our bodies. But that's just an automatic response. And oftentimes that'll come along with thoughts, too. Like, hey, they shouldn't do this to me. You know, they're behaving badly. How come they're doing this? And that all just happens automatically. It's not like we're sitting there saying, oh, I'm going to make my heart race now. I'm going to get angry. I'm going to scrunch my face up. Like, we don't do that. That just happens automatically. And so what we want to try and do is, like, notice that and go, wow, I'm really reacting. And this person's really triggering this response in me. And there's a difference between being your automatic behavior and being who you are, which is the person who can choose. And in that moment of pause, that's where you really have the power to make a difference in that moment. That's where you have the power to rise above the attack. And that's where you also have the power to choose how you respond. And, you know, sometimes the response is, you know, an incredibly powerful, yo, check yourself. That is not okay what you're doing. And sometimes it's compassion. Wow, you seem really angry. Can you explain to me, you know, why you're coming at me this way? And one of the things, you know, this gives you that power. And from that place of power, you really have the opportunity to really transform the situation. I think that's the thing that you want to try and cultivate, that moment of observation and pause so you can choose how to react.
I agree with that, Arnold. That's profound. You know, I feel that a lot of times, too, many of us know what to do in the vacuum. We know how to respond in the vacuum. Mm. I think a lot of times, too, we don't always know because of the way that we think about ourselves and that inner critic. I think that when somebody tries to pull us into a situation that's not necessarily ours, because of that inner critic or because of those questions of our value, we have a tendency of owning it even when it's not ours. And so when somebody goes at us with real attack, we also see ownership in that. And I think that's where a lot of us, like good people, go bad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and it's so true. And that's really the place for your own growth, you know, when, because that's how you think of yourself. I mean, most of the time, if someone comes at you and says, you're no down good, you know, good scallywag, and you're like, no, I'm not a scallywag. You know, it's easy to kind of rise above it. But if they say, you're really selfish, and you go like, yeah, sometimes I am selfish. And then that's where it gets you, because that's where you actually sometimes think of yourself. But that's the growth piece, right? That's the opportunity where you get to grow. When people trigger you, that's your opportunity for growth, because you can see, oh, why was I triggered there? Oh, is this something about how I'm being in life that I want to make a change at, that I want to take change at? But, you know, one of the most powerful ways to actually impact people who are coming at you with negativity is actually to help them get out of their place of negativity. And I think this is the thing that, you know, and it can happen with your the thing that often happens, sure, there's people that occur in your life who, like, you don't care about. You know, like there's a, you know, someone at a bar or at a restaurant or, you know, on a bus behaving badly. That's one thing. But the vast majority of the time, it's people that we actually care about that are coming at us with negativity or an argument. Like you said, someone you admire. And so in those cases, you don't want to kind of throw down. You don't want to escalate the argument. What you want to try and do is create a positive outcome from this interaction. Because at the end of the day, our lives are made up of these moments. And we want to try and stack as many positive moments as we can. And these scars of these, you know, like, if you get sucked into that negativity, you might end up saying something or being a way that you don't feel good about. And ultimately, we want to try and be the people we want to be in our lives and overcome this kind of automatic response to get drawn into negativity. And so when we can make a difference for the people who are locked into that negativity, who are in that anger space, that's when we can actually transform that conversation from a potential moment of negativity into something that actually could be good. You know, when you can make the day for someone else, wow, that's something that, you know, you really have a power to make a difference in the world. And there's a really interesting technique that you can use to do that. And it has to do with how we process emotions. So when we are overwhelmed with an emotional response, the part of our brain that cares about the future is shut down. Like, literally, we don't access that. We're in this emotional response. I'm like, blah, 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 blah. And you can see this. Now, it's everybody works this way, but you can really see it in kids when they're in that kind of tantrum phase. Mm-hmm. And, like, there's nothing you can do. Like, you're trying to cajole them. You're trying to, whatever it is. And they're just, freaking out. But there's this really interesting technique that you can use, and that's just to get them to identify how they're feeling. If in that moment, if you say something like, wow, you seem really angry, are you angry? And if they say yes, or if they are in this place where they have to use and logically identify their emotion, you've just built a bridge to the logic center in their brain where they can start to regulate the feeling. Now, it's not a magic pill. It doesn't happen automatically. But the more that you can get them to talk about what's happening, to approach the situation in a logical manner, the more that you can mitigate that emotional response. And, you know, something Reggie said earlier I really liked is just the idea of, like, what is the motivation of that? And if you can help them to understand, like, what are you ultimately trying to achieve here? And again, that question allows them to actually use a thinking part of their brain instead of being locked in this emotional response, and you're going to have a better outcome most of the time.
I I agree with you. You know, I think that it is all about a learning. It's all a learning curve for us, too. Even if, and I know some of you right now are like, hey, I really appreciate all the concepts of how to do it right next time. But, hey, I've already walked down that path. You know, and we've, you know, I know some of y'all listening say, you know, I've already walked down that path, probably kind of chose to do the wrong way, let my emotions get the best of me. They got me into that whole argument. I started getting angry myself. And then the next thing you know, it's no longer about, you know, trying to make clarity here. It's about self-defense. And then you walk off, you storm off, you're angry, they're angry, there's no closure. And I think a lot of people have been there. And that's one of the hardest places to be, especially when you're a person that likes closure, because there's a lot of folks out there that don't like it. They don't want it, and they don't need it. And if you've gotten into an argument, a heated argument with somebody, right, and you like closure, and they like to, that's not how they are, you're going to have kind of an open wound for a while. I mean, think about that. I mean, I think that's something, too, because a lot of us can lose our cool. Then we walk down that path, and then some of you might have even gone back and tried to apologize, and that person's given you the silent treatment, and now you're stuck in a situation that you didn't even create, but you help push that situation even further down the road. You help kick that can down the road of anger and hostility, and now you're holding the bag.
Right. You know, you're right. And I think that oftentimes we have more compassion for other people than we have for ourselves. And I think that it's completely natural to actually get sucked into that argument. I mean, it happens the most for me around people that I love. I mean, it's like, I mean, I can deal with the outside world, but when my wife is in a bad mood, or, I mean, I'm so committed to having that relationship be great that when it's not, it really affects me, and it's really hard for me not to get dragged down. But it's kind of a secret is having some compassion for yourself. And I think taking some responsibility for how you want to be. Ultimately, it's about a gut check. How do you want to be in the world? And if you want to be someone who's can step above, to rise above, then go to that person and say, look, you came at me, or I didn't respond the way I wanted to respond. And, I'm committed to having a great relationship with you. And, I'm sorry that I reacted with anger in that discussion. I'd love to sort that out. Now, if they don't take that, that's nothing to do with you. And I think this is that part where you want to really have that boundary. Understand when people are locked into their stuff and when you can own it. So you want to own the stuff you know you should own, while at the same time not taking on, not worried about the results. If they're not going to, step up, and they're going to be petty, or they're going to be, that's their thing. But it's about you being how you want to be in the world. How do you want to be with your spouse? How do you want to be with your kids? How do you want to be with your friends? Or how do you want? It's ultimately your choice of how you want to be in the world. And to do that, you have to overcome this like automatic kind of response. And that's why I'm so focused on helping people with their habits, because ultimately that's what is going to help you be more successful in all these areas, when you can have that automatic response be the one that you want. You know what I mean?
I totally get it, and that's the key. And it's all about responding instead of reacting. It's all about seeing that truth. You know, I think one of the coolest things that we'll do here when we wrap up the show here in just a little bit is for each of us to really offer, just one tip. Because I think that solution is key, guys. It's about knowledge is power. And I know that some of y'all are listening. You said, hey, I really enjoy the fact of knowing what I need to do coming up to that. And so I think that we've really covered what to do, what not to do, how to regulate yourself. But one last thought when we come back from break. Hey, if it's already water under the bridge and something's already gone down, one thing you can do, to really see or refocus that, but also to learn from it. Because I've realized that these are learning experiences for us, no matter how cringeworthy some of them are, no matter how uncool some of them are. They are a learning tool. If you haven't already, go to AshleyBurgess.com. Go to AshleyBurgess.com. You can click through and learn more about Reggie Harvey and his latest book, Anatomy of a Patient. You can also click through and learn more about the Connection app, and you can download it for free. Also, you can check out Art for Your Cause, ArtForYourCause.com. Don't forget that I put up new video content every single week on YouTube. Just go to YouTube, put in Ashley Burgess. Live Your True Life Perspectives. We'll be back this time in two shakes.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live. Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives. And I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. What a day. What a great day. It was our 600th show. 600th show. Yeah, just a couple. Just a couple and change, you know. Pretty cool. But anyway, we've been talking about what to do, you know, how to deal with an argument, how to deal when somebody lambasts you, when somebody emotionally comes at you, when somebody argues with you, and it gets you angry and it gets you upset, and how to deal with it, when to defend yourself and when not. But right now, I want each of us to give one small solution, one bit of information. So let's just say something happened and you got sidelined and you were emotionally sidelined by somebody and you let that emotion get the best of you. And you kind of lost it anyway, and there was no closure. You had no communication, things that you can do. Reggie, one solution, if you're going down that path, what are things that you can do? Because it might not be about them. It could be about you. What is something that you suggest if you've gone down that path, how to deal with it better?
When I was 35, I had a confrontation with my mom. I had avoided having a confrontation with her for 35 years. And it was kind of ugly, but it was over the phone. And I remember before I hung up, from the moment where she stopped talking, I told her that I loved her, and that I refused to let her ruin my memory of her. And I said, you're going to be upset. I have no control over that. But I love you anyway. I'm here if you decide to come back. And then I hung up the phone. I shook for an hour. We didn't talk for 2 weeks. We never actually talked about the incident again, but the behavior that she had initiated in that confrontation never repeated itself. What I took away from that was nothing about my mom. I loved her, and I wasn't ready to throw her away, but I realized I had to be prepared to let her go. If I hung on to this thing, oh, how do I keep her close to me? How do I get her to tell me I love you? Then the argument would never resolve because my goals would be wrong. That I knew, but I had never had to practice it. Once we got over that, anybody was game. Mm-hmm. I figured if I could tell my mom to go jump, I could tell anybody. Now, again, I did it out of love and care, and as Arnold mentioned, you know, it's not like you want to give up on this relationship, but you sometimes have to be prepared to let it go and let it go on its own path. It may cycle back to you, but you can't control that.
Powerful stuff, Reggie. That is awesome. Arnold, last thought for our audience today.
I love what Reggie said. You know, standing up for yourself is so important that ultimately you want to figure out the life you want to live. A really powerful tool you can use for self-discovery is curiosity. You know, you could be curious about why did you react that way. You can also be curious about why they did what they did. So many times people are coming at us with something, and it really is about something completely different. They're feeling stressed, they're anxious, they're worried about something else, they're angry about something else you did. And if we can rise above what's coming at us in the moment and be curious, it allows us a really powerful tool to actually get at the bottom of it and maybe get some resolution. So I suggest using the tool of curiosity.
I love that, Arnold. Can't wait to see you next week. And everybody check out the Connection app. Great concept, Arnold. I really appreciate that. You know, last for the audience, you know, honestly, guys, I'll be honest with you. It's all about learning lessons. It's all about learning. We all learned something out of it, right? Even if we got in there and we got angry and we got scrappy, it's okay. You know, I'll tell you another thing. If they gave you the silent treatment and they're avoiding you now, well, they'll eventually come around, or they won't. You learn something real quick. You learn something over time about that person. You'll learn that either they're going to come around and apologize and y'all are going to get along, or you're not. And so this was either a growing for the relationship, or this was a disarming, getting rid of, dislocating, getting rid of this relationship. So one way or another, you learn something from it. But you know what? Last but not least, and I want to ensure this for everyone, this will pass. Okay? This is no matter who the argument is with, no matter what was said, no matter what was done, no matter if they're giving you the silent treatment and there looks like there's no end to it, let it go. It will pass. Because guess what? The argument will pass, the issue will pass, or they will move on. Some people are not for a lifetime, some people for a season. Okay, but also one thing we have to remember is everything we go through, even though some of it is cringeworthy, it's something we learn, and it's a learning lesson. I enjoyed Reggie, great in the studio. Arnold, amazing. So glad to join. Y'all join us here on Live Your True Life Perspectives. Don't miss out on next week's show. We got other shows, and also to check out some of the rest of the past shows, go to AshleyBurgess.com. Just click on that radio show page. You can listen to the podcast via Spreaker anywhere, day and night, while you're working out, in the car, and the list goes on. So stay tuned. Great shows for you coming up next in the lineup today, and Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time in three shakes. Great show!
Are you an artist? Do you want to get more exposure? Are you empowered when you create and even more empowered when you work helping others? There's a place you can get exposure for your work. Connect with art lovers. Sell your work and give back all in one place. Artforyourcause.com. Selling your art and getting exposure doesn't have to be difficult. You owe it to you and your work to get it out to the public, to inspire and touch the hearts of people who possess and acquire your work.
Go to artforyourcause.com and start the journey today. Do you want to champion philanthropic projects like helping the rainforest and helping the homeless? Well, you can do that with your own artwork, and you can get exposure, and you can get recognition. Go to artforyourcause.com/Ashley. That's artforyourcause.com/Ashley, and start your journey today.